tells the story of your trip with David through the Northwest Passage, right?
Yes, it tells of our encounter again after my husband died back in 2011, and then of David inviting me to accompany him on his next voyage, which I did, and then our return voyage the following year.
And more so than your average exploration story, it talks about the daily life of living with someone else in a small boat in a wild place.
Oh yes, all the sort of rigors of coping with the boat in all conditions and trying to keep your balance while you're stirring the stew pots and doing the washing up, and then David needing more diesel in the tanks and helping him to haul the cans along the deck and top up the fuel tanks. Yes, everything like that. And also the bad weather, too.
And your unique perspective of having a family connection to this part of the world, too.
Yes, Sir John Franklin, who was sent out by the government back in the 1850s to look for the shortest route through from the Atlantic to the Pacific Ocean. He was my four-greats uncle.
And you went to some of the same places that you think he may have been, though?
Well, quite possibly we did. I'm not totally familiar with all the places that he went to, but rather ironically, on our return voyage in 2013, we went right past where they subsequently found, only a few months later, the wreck of the Erebus.
It's quite amazing timing, huh?
Well, yes, it is. And then the following, just last year, I think it was, they came upon the wreck of the Terror, only 60 miles to the south of the Erebus.
All these many years after Sir Lady Franklin mounted such a big effort to find him.
Well, yes, Lady Franklin, I was named after her. And it does seem that he was on the way to discovering the Northwest Passage, had the ice not frozen them in, and had the crews not perished from starvation, cold, and probably very bad food, because the tinned food was in very early stages in those days. They'd only just learnt to tin canning food, and the contents of those tins, which were loaded aboard the ship in a great hurry at the end and failed to meet the deadline for their completion, were questionable contents in them as to just precisely what they were made up of. So it's a combination of factors. I don't know if anyone will ever know now what actually killed them. But Sir John Franklin was one of the first people to perish.
You have another trip in you, the two of you. Can you talk about that as well? David, can you spill any beans without giving too much away?
Yeah, we will be no doubt off in about another 15, 20 days. And the idea is that we go across the Gulf and up to Point Barrow. And then we'll go along the Alaskan coastline. And we hope to be able to progress up the Prince William Sound into Parry Channel. And then we'll go along Parry Channel past Stephenson Island and try coming down McClintock Channel. That'll lead us into Franklin Bay, and then we will decide whether to go through the Hecla Fury Strait if it's feasible, or alternatively we'll go up Peel Sound and we will visit Beachy Island, and we'll take photographs of the three graves that are there from the Franklin era.
And Hecla and Fury, that's where you came through last year.
Yes. Fortunately, conditions allowed us to be the first vessel to do an east-to-west trip through the Northwest Passage via this route. And up to that time, no one else had been able to do it. So we were very fortunate. And it was quite a tough trip. We had a lot of heavy weather, bad weather, in the Hudson Strait, where this boat was nearly pitch-poled, which is pretty incredible when you see it and the solidity of the boat. And then
that's the front end over end, stern.
Yes, the sensation was really driving the boat under the waves, and her bows were buried for about 20 feet back, and the stern came out of the water and the propeller raced, and we had to quickly put the engine into neutral and stop the engine, because not good thing a propeller whizzing round at a lot of revs. And then there was a huge wave when she came up again, which burst over the wheelhouse. And then off Point Barrow we had to hove to for 48 hours because the weather was blowing there at 50 and 60 knots, and we weren't making any headway at all. So we drifted back in that 48 hours, 52 miles, and then had to make it up again. And then, of course, the ice around Point Barrow was fairly thick, so we had a difficult time threading our way through it. And then we got down to Nome, and I spent 3 weeks down at Nome because the weather, again, was so bad coming down the coastline to pass through the Aleutians.